So, finding ourselves a nice and comfortable posture with the way we sit. Upright back, properly aligned, in a relaxed body. Developing a sense of awareness that is fully present in this room, sinking into our body, filling our body with our attention. Gently focusing on physical sensations wherever they most noticeably arise throughout the body. We can cultivate this space in our mind by fully letting go of distractions or concerns. Finding this inner mental space, this stability. Sitting here, working on our mind with these perfect conditions. On this first meditation day. Settling our breath into its natural rhythm, breathing effortlessly, totally naturally, watching sensations as they arise. cultivating this intention of working on our mind, developing the mind to its fullest potential, with the supreme attitude of bodhicitta, wanting to reach an enlightened state, become a Buddha, reach full understanding for the benefit of all sentient beings. Having this aspiration to bring greatest benefit to the world with our spiritual development, making this life most meaningful by using this moment right now in these perfect conditions, this precious life. With this powerful intention as our basis, we can focus on our breathing for a few moments, settling our mind at ease by single-pointedly focusing on the sensations of the breath wherever we find it most suitable for us. Be it the whole body, the abdomen, or the nostrils, you may choose one object that is most comfortable for you. Holding this experience of the sensations of the breath in this area single-pointedly. You can have your eyes at least partially open, resting your gaze in the space in front of you, without attending to any visual object, any shape or color, but just as if you were daydreaming or absent-minded, staring in the space in front of you, but being highly aware, fully alert. Then you can slowly let go of single-pointedly focusing on your breathing. Also withdraw your attention from the experiences of the five physical senses. And focus your experience on the events within the mind itself. Dedicate all your awareness to gently observing whatever mental events arise in this space of the mind. Whatever thoughts, images, memories or emotions arise. Instead of engaging in them, cultivating interest that single-pointedly observes their nature, how they arise. How they abide, how they change. So without engagement, without repulsion, focus your attention on whatever happens within this mental domain, this space of the mind, not taking control, but instead just let be whatever comes and goes, simply serving it as a witness of these events. You can let this space of the mind be like a stage And the different events or images are like dancers on this stage. Without judgment, have your focus on this continuous dance of mental experiences, constantly changing, letting go of the need to regulate anything. We have to cultivate this subtle quality of looking at mental events without pressure, without a single bit of tension. Because if there is tightness wanting to observe something, this need will cover our clarity, disturbing the natural flow of mental events. Yeah, like scaring away a shy animal. So with a sense of equanimity, we serve as a silent, gentle witness, very softly looking at what goes on, what this mind presents us on this mental stage, what reveals itself as a continuous dance of thoughts, and images, memories. if you get carried away or stuck with anything particular, and it's difficult to come back to observe mental events with a sense of clarity, you can for some moments return to your breathing, making this your home base, from which after half a minute of calming down, you then again rise up to observe the mind itself. Whatever there is, observe it. Step back. Be the observer, not engaging at all. Take this freedom. Single-pointedly staying with this task of observing mental events as they arise and fade. Taking a few moments to readjust while you maintain your awareness of these mental events. As you settle back in, finding your posture again, be aware of the mental events going through your mind while doing this. Observe what comes up. Wish after you have settled into your posture, instead of jumping right back into observing the mind, you can again start with the breathing for a few moments, centering yourself. And then you can gently start again, resuming the task of settling the mind in its natural state by observing the nature of its mental events. And now shift your attention from actively observing mental events, focusing more on the space of the mind itself, the background, the intervals between thoughts and images, the space from which these events emerge. See if you can stay with the space of the mind from which they come and in which they dissolve. Stay with all your awareness in this space of the mind itself. And attend very closely, getting a feel. Does this space of the mind have a specific form? A specific shape? A spatial location? Is this space from which these mental events arise? Is it in your head? Is it in your heart? Does it have a location? In a gentle manner, discover this space of the mind itself, totally withdrawing your interest from appearances, but staying with this space within everything happens. And now release all appearances. Release any attempt to look for anything at all. Withdraw your awareness in resting in its own nature. Merging your awareness with just being aware, holding no object whatsoever. Resting in the bare experience of knowing itself. Staying in this experience of simply being aware of being aware. So although appearances may still continue to arise, we do not give them any attention. Instead, we totally release our awareness into space, expanding, fully widening our sense of attention, resting awareness in its own place, coming home to bare, naked awareness itself. So see if you can thoroughly relax into letting awareness know itself. And then rest. There's nothing more to do than resting in this absolute clarity of non-conceptual awareness. then take your time to do your dedication in your own way. Gently finishing this period of meditation. Thank you.